Dr. Gary Lundberg, dental office, this is Sue. Yes? Oh, so you'll be canceling then, oh my. Well, good luck on your childbirth. Remember to floss your teeth. Floss your teeth. Bye-bye.
Hello? Anybody there?
Oh, I just stepped back and I just had to put away a file. I'll be right out, sir. Hello, and welcome to Dr. Gary Lundberg Dental Office. How may I... What the... Oh! How did this deer get into the office?
Hold it.
Get out! Get out!
It's okay. It's okay, lady. Hear me out.
A talking deer?
Yes.
But why are you here?
Why do you think? I'm wondering if you have any openings today. I need a cleaning, and I've got a tooth that's been bothering me lately.
Sue, is everything okay out here? I heard yelling. Oh, my mercury fillings? A deer!
Here we go again.
A patient, doctor. He's a patient.
Oh, I see. Well, we don't turn away patients. That's my rule.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your billboard out on 71, and that's why I came in here.
Well, we just had a cancellation, dear, so I think we can squeeze you in.
You know, I have a name.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to... Oh, gosh.
Think you could just call me by my species name, maybe? Yeah, like that appointment, human. See, how does that feel?
What I meant was I was trying... I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying I have a name.
I'm sorry, sir. What is your name?
My name is Hrufrig.
Okay. So, Hrufrig.
No. My father's name is Hrufrig. My name is Hrufrig.
I see. Well, we'll get these forms started for you.
Very good. And if you just follow me, I'll take you back where Emily and I will check out your teeth.
So what's with all these pictures? All these pictures on the wall. This one says magnificent trophy. What's that about, doctor?
Oh, yeah, well, that's been here since I took over this practice 17 years ago. No, it's just that we've never had a deer come in here before. You're the first.
Well, we're here. We're deer. Get used to it.
I understand. Listen, I'm going to leave you with Emily now. She's our hygienist, and she'll be cleaning your teeth. Emily, your 9 o'clock is here.
Fantastic. Well, my name is Emily.
Seems to be a theme around here.
Emily, I'm a little disappointed in your reaction. This gentleman... Gentle deer is our patient, and we're going to serve him to the best of our abilities. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. Why don't you have a seat in the big chair, sir, and we'll get to work.
Okay, I don't sit on my back much, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, sure, yes, just scoot on back there, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Well, sorry about that. It's the rut. I don't really have much control over what's going on down there.
Well, it's okay. It happens all the time, I'm sure. Now, we're just going to cover you up with one of these little bibs here. Make a couple, two, three of these little bibs. There we go. Now, I'm going to turn on this overhead light so I can take a look-see. There.
Okay.
Now, great, sir. If you could just turn your head this way a little, please. Turn, please. Sir, I need you to turn your head.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. It's these lights. They get me every time.
Oh. No problem. Now, what I want you to do is open up and say, ah.
Ah.
Yeah. I see. Wow, not much in there, is there? Okay.
I know.
I'll just brush it up and we'll get the doctor in here to take a look. So, know. It must be so interesting being a deer and all. You know, you have 4 feet instead of 2. You eat plants, sleep outside in the winter. Just can't say I'm jealous of that one. No, really, what an amazing perspective on nature you must have. You know, so many stories. Do you ever see bears? Oh, that must be scary for you. Now, fawns. You've got a lot of fawns, I'm sure. Kids. You know, I mean, they make you work. Like, you work so hard. Don't get me wrong. I love kids. I love hauling my daughter around everywhere to cheerleading, knowledgeable archery. Say, that reminds me. Do you do any hunts? Yeah, I mean, how is your family?
Were you going to ask me if I did any hunting?
No.
What do you think? How do you think that makes me feel? How's my family? Well, let me tell you, about 30% of them are going to die this weekend. And maybe I'll be one of them. Who knows? I don't think so. I'm pretty optimistic. I mean, I'm a deer getting a dental cleaning.
What's all this fuss in here?
She asked me if I did any hunting.
I screwed up.
She does that all the time. She asked the priest if he was seeing anyone when he came in last week.
I don't get it.
Priests are celibate.
Oh, that's funny. That's crazy. Why would you go and do that to yourself?
No idea. Hey, let me get a look in that maw of yours.
Sure thing.
Well, we don't do a lot of deer teeth in dental school, but it looks like the teeth you've got that haven't been worn down by age and eating bark through the long, cold winters are gonna hold for a while. Emily spruced them up. Not too bad. 6 months, we'll see you again.
Great. Thanks, Doc. I really appreciate you accommodating me on this. I had kind of a chip on my antler when I walked in here, you know.
I've got to ask, why did you decide to get your teeth cleaned here? Why didn't you go to the vet?
Well, you know, when you go to the vet to get your teeth cleaned and 30 seconds later you got your arm all the way up in your haunches, you know what I mean? All in your woody gland and stuff, and they can't just do the teeth. It's got to be a whole thing. I wasn't emotionally ready for that today, so that's why I came here. Say, I got a question for you. How come you get paid so much more than the hygienist? Seems like she does all the work.
Yeah. How come you run out in the road right in front of cars when you could just wait a little bit until they go by?
Yeah, touche, Doc, touche. You got me there.
Excuse me, Mr. Gar. How will you be paying for your visit today?
Just bill me. I'll send a couple of bucks down.
The Great Northern Radio Players.